seek it out and touch somebody.
New music now.
Is something good, just know that God did it. That's Mervyn Mayo on the radio. This is KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. You know, rather unfairly, God gets blamed for a lot of bad stuff. I've heard people say stuff like, God took my relative. God doesn't do that. God is in the life business. He says in his word that he came to give us life and life more abundantly. It's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. So don't put that on God that he took your relatives and stuff like that. That's kind of, not right. Amen. All right. Let's get to today's Bible Jeopardy Challenge. Are you ready? Let's see how many people can get A pluses today. we had a great handful of people who got it right yesterday. Now, remember, you have to answer this in the form of a question. Here it is. What did God require before capital punishment could be carried out by the Israelites? What did God require before capital punishment could be carried out by the Israelites? Is it a vote by the people? Is it an accusation? Is it two or three witnesses? Or is it only one witness? What did God require before capital punishment could be carried out by the Israelites? Before they stoned you or something, what had to happen? Was it a popular vote by the people? Was it a mere accusation? Was it two or three witnesses that was needed? Or is it only one witness? Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 6 has the correct answer. And I'm urging you to scurry on over to the telephone and give me a call with your answer. Remember, answer in the form of a question. 318-484-2500. That's 318-484-2500. If you're calling from outside the local area, it's a toll-free call. 1-877-464-2500. We're back in just a moment with Smokey Norful, In My Name. That kicks off another session of Music on the Menu here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. If you are a Medicaid recipient with diabetes and are tired of pricking your fingers, Diabetes Depot is for you at 318-469-0709 to get a blood glucose monitor that's pain-free at no cost. You'll also receive a free Walmart gift card to purchase over-the-counter items and healthy foods. If your blood glucose meter is over 2 years old and you're currently paying for your diabetic supplies, it's Diabetes Depot at 318-469-0709 while supplies last to get these items at no cost. The Diabetes Depot is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
The Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association presents the 77th Annual Convention, April 13th through the 16th, Mastering Trends for Beauty Industry Success. At this convention, there will be a hair and fashion show, educational classes, beauty and barber competition, and graduation. The location is the beautiful Hotel Bentley, 200 DeSoto Street in Alexandria. Louisiana Instructor CEU hours are available for $165 for 16 hours. And for professionals, tickets are only $50 and $30 for students. For more information, Tanisha Shields, President at 318-451-5800. That's 318-451-5800. It's the Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association, and it's the 77th Annual Convention at the beautiful Hotel Bentley, 200 DeSoto Street, Alexandria. So come out and meet and party with the pros at the Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association 77th Annual Convention, April 13th through the 16th. To be a vendor, contact Chriselle Harrison at 504-352-4963. The Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association 77th Annual. Don't miss it.
The Louisiana State Beauticians and Barber Association is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Let's look at our Tuesday, April 9th weather forecast. Beginning in Alexandria, some possibly strong thunderstorms and a tornado with a high at 79. Large hail and possibly a tornado and some storms overnight with a low at 66. A 90% chance of strong thunderstorms in the forecast for Shreveport. 77 is your afternoon high temperature. Your overnight low is at 66. Some thunderstorms will be in the forecast in the evening. Monroe's looking at a few storms that may be severe with a high at around 78. You'll get a 90% chance of rain. Thunderstorms overnight, a few of them may be severe with a low at 66. A 100% chance of rain exists. Cloudy in the morning. Strong thunderstorms developing later in the day for Lake Charles. Look for a high at 78. You'll have thunderstorms, some strong, especially in the evening. Some of them could contain large hail with a low at around 70. Natchez, Mississippi is looking at variable clouds with thunderstorms in the afternoon, a 50% chance of rain with a high at 78. Thunderstorms are likely in the evening, maybe some of them severe, with a low at 67. That completes your Tuesday, April 9th weather forecast. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
He's just keeping it real with you. Oh, there's no question who's going to be Wade Hampton.
Be given unto you. Seek and you shall find, and knock and the door will be open. That's God's promise. Smokey Norful on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This is KAYT KQJOFM, the station that's five cities strong. Count them, five cities strong all day long. And we're going around the planet at www.kaytfm.com. All right, my good friend Lachette Pender is going to be appreciated Saturday, April 20th at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 916 Richmond Drive down in Acadian Village. That's Saturday, April the 20th at 6 p.m. They've got a big, big ceremony going on over there, and they're going to appreciate my good friend, Lachette. They've got the mistress of ceremony,